Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken back again on the Fight Bananas podcast. That right there, that was the beginning of Taylor Jenkins' little highlight video. She's getting ready for a kickboxing fight that she is so amped for, guys. That's February 29th. That is around the corner. We're almost there. But that was a little video we put on our YouTube channel, Fight Bananas, on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and all that good stuff. Man, Taylor Jenkins, Killer B, we talked to her probably 3-4 months ago. We met her through Impa Kasanganai, and, you know, we did a podcast together, and boom. The rest is history. We are humongous fans of Taylor. Killer B, we just like her grit. We love her inside the cage. She is just a fighter's fighter. She's just one of those people you watch and you're like, whoa, she has it. So Taylor Jenkins coming back on the podcast, kickboxing match February 29th. There's some bad blood there. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get through it. We are humongous fans of Taylor. So much things going on. She's been kicking butt and taking names. Her social media platforms are on fire. Make sure you follow her on Instagram, Tay W. Jenkins. Give her a follow. Taylor Jenkins coming back on the Fight Bananas podcast. Hey guys, before we talk to Taylor Jenkins, let's thank one of our sponsors, Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out at warhammerfightwear.com. They have all gear for mixed martial arts, for ladies, for kids, and for us men. Check out Warhammer Fightwear at warhammerfightwear.com. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas hotline, our friend Killer B, Taylor Jenkins. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Oh, so good. So good. Life is so busy, but it's awesome. Your fight, your kickboxing match is right around the corner. I know how amped and excited you are for this. So, yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about this kickboxing, February 29th versus an opponent you've been wanting to get your hands on, Miss Jennifer Waters.
Yes, I'm super pumped for this one because we've been scheduled to fight twice and it's fell through both times. Both one fight was my fault, the other was her fault, and this time it's finally happening. And I just know she's had her eye on me, and I knew the time was coming. So now it's almost a week out. So I'm super pumped because she's been asking for it, and I'm ready to give her exactly what she's been asking for.
I know. I just feel like in the fight game, I would never ask for a fight. You know, you will get matched up and all that, but it's just literally, you know, your parents, you always would say to you, you know, hey, don't make sure you're ready to get what you receive and all that stuff. So it's like in a fight, oh my goodness. And of course against you. One thing Taylor, I talked about in the intro is, and I would love your take, how you feel like you fight and how describe your fighting style. The words that just kept on coming to me was grit, all heart, your intensity. It's kind of unmatched. I really do. You have a big it factor when you get inside that cage. So what do you think of your fighting style? What would you kind of buzzwords or how would you describe it?
That is all perfect. Literally every single time I fight, even just in training, I put my heart and soul into it, and I just I'm so intense and I take it so seriously. And it's every single fight, every single time that I go into the next fight, I'm I'm going to go in there and put it on the line even more so than the last one. And some people are I don't know how you can even possibly put any more into it, because you go in there and just put your soul and body on the line. And it's just I always say, name someone that has more heart than me, because you won't. Like, that is just, like, how I feel about myself. I genuinely put my heart and soul into it, and it's intense. And I always go into every fight with the mentality that I want everyone to watch my fight and go, holy shit, I just loved watching her fight. And she's great to watch. Like, I want to put on a show for everyone. So I go in there and put everything on the line. So intense, heart, grit, you nailed them right on the head.
Right, right. A couple things there. One is, I love how you said, you know, it is the fight game, but at the end of the day, it is entertainment. People are going to come out. They're going to pay. They're going to pay their hard-earned money. Everyone's working hard trying to make that dollar. So if they're not entertained, if they're not, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, there's so many different fights out there. There's so many organizations. There's so many independents. There's so many even big organizations, UFC and Bellator and PFL and ONE. There's just so much content. You have to be entertaining. You have to attract, and you have to connect with the audience. And that's something, to me, you bounce off the TV. You bounce off of social media. You connect with almost everyone I talk to. And it's funny, I talk to different fighters and promoters about you, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, we love Taylor. She, like, pops. So,
That's awesome.
Yes, yep. And then
such a compliment. Yeah, I just really try to put my everything into it as far as promoting, fighting, training, eating, sleeping. I try to just carry myself like I try to be like I'm super respectful, but I try to be exciting and funny and just like really, truly, genuinely be myself and right. Like express exactly how I feel about it. So I think that kind of separates me from other people.
For sure. For sure. And then the second point of that was I love how you do. You're all in. Almost whatever you do, especially, I keep on bringing up the social media thing. Guys, follow Taylor Jenkins on Instagram, Tay W. Jenkins. She's a great follow. There's tons of pictures with your kids. There's tons of pictures with you working at the coffee. And it's like, whatever you're doing in that moment, you're all in. And I do. I love that about you. I admire that about you. It's like, whatever you're doing in that moment, and I'm like that too. You know that we talk off air about that. There's just no reason to do anything half-assed. There's no reason to do anything
exactly
without all your heart into it. So I just to talk about that, about your camp. Like when you're at Jimmo, when you're there, you're all in.
All in. Yeah. When you do things, you got to use your full ass, not just half the ass. Like when I'm at the gym, it's just even sometimes I get, you know, I catch a lot of flack for being super intense and like hardcore during sparring and drilling and stuff. But I'm just like, this is like my dream and my passion. And like, I just want to make sure I'm ready and like go in all in. So every single time I train, I'm all in. I just like to give it my heart and soul. Like I said, with fighting, training, anything. So the second I get in there and the second I put my gloves on, I just gotta give it everything. And that's just how I feel about everything in life. Being a mom, working, training, like give everything 100% in your full heart and into everything.
Right, right. Another thing, I listen to so many podcasts and I've been reading a lot of books lately about just, you know, doing the best you can and all that kind of jazz. And I love the momentum and the aura that I see around your gym. I just talked to Impa Kasanga and I a couple of podcasts ago, and he was just so, you know, we're talking through a telephone, right? We're talking back and forth, but when he talks about Jimmo, it's like I see the heart coming through the telephone. Like I feel it and see it, and the goosebumps come up on my arms. And even with you, I talked to you about it, and you're like, it's just, you can't put your finger on it. But the gym just has so much great positive momentum. Can you put your fingers on it? Is there one thing or is it 100 things? Is it every little thing? Why is there so much great, aura around your gym?
I think that we all just have like different, like our own different thing that we all bring in together and we get in there. It's like none of that like really matters when we're in there training. Like we're all in there, we all know our same goals, we're all trying to help each other reach our goals, and it's just that, like we're all different, we all have different, we're all different walks of life, but we go in there with the same goal to be successful, and we just have so much fun. Like everyone's always joking or talking shit, and it's just, it's like a big dysfunctional family. Like, my coach Jeff says that all the time. Like, even when we have, like, even if there's ever, like, a spat or anything, he's like, we're all just a big dysfunctional family, and you're all stupid. Like, we just, like, we all get along, like, a bunch of crazy people, and it's just a big dysfunctional family, and I think that's really what it is. And we all have the same goals, and we all just want to get there and help each other get there. Other than that, it's like, I don't really know. Like, it's just, it's the Gemma factor. Like, you know, when you walk in Gemma, like, you can feel the vibe in the room. Like,
right.
We're all there to work hard, but we enjoy it. Like, we really, truly enjoy it.
Right. And hey, Taylor, you got to get on your coach or whoever's selling those shirts. You know, they got to put one of those t-shirts in the mail for me very, very soon, you know?
Yes. A Gemma shirt. I got you.
Oh, 100%. I love that, Gemma. It's awesome. Okay. So the organization that you're fighting for is LS-X. Is that who it is?
It's Triangle Kickboxing Promotions, and it's like Lightning. I'd be lying if I just said I just wasn't stupid, like, knowing my Roman numerals. I think it's Lightning Strikes 5. I keep the Roman numerals in the mix. Oh, 10. It's 10. It's 10.
Okay.
That's awful. But whatever. I'm not good with numbers, and I just sound so stupid. Triangle Kickboxing Promotions. Okay. Listen, all I know is I show up and fight. Okay?
Right. Right. And then, so we talked about it, and let's talk about it now. We're on air. I don't want to say you like kickboxing more than MMA. That sounds wrong. But you are like, you love the sport of kickboxing. And, you know, there's been a lot of, like, BJJ super fights lately, a lot of grappling tournaments, even on UFC Fight Pass, like, a lot of big things happening that. Do you see, like, kickboxing its own? Like, how about, like, if UFC gets involved or, you know, of course there's Glory and all that stuff. But do you think that kickboxing, just its own sport, can kind of blow up how, like, BJJ super fights are doing?
I mean, I really wish it would. Like, I don't know if it's, like, on that track. Like, I don't feel in my soul that it's, like, on that track.
Right.
Glory's got really good talent, and Glory's getting, like, us women, like, we're getting a huge division in Glory. Like, a lot more people are signing with Glory. But I feel like a lot of people just kind of push kickboxing to the side. But I honestly enjoy, like, that's what I've said is, like, I love MMA and I love fighting MMA, and it's one of my first loves, like, fighting. But if kickboxing was just in the right spot with everything, I would be all in for that, because that's just what I love to do. I love to strike and I love kickboxing. That would be the road I would love to take, but it's just, it's not blown up as big as MMA. You know,
right?
And
right.
That's like MMA. I have more opportunities and things like that, and I hope it does. Like, I'm really trying to be one of the, like, hopefully future pioneers to women's kickboxing, to try to get it going on that path and, like, make people want to watch it more, and for it to blow up. And Glory's great, but I mean, honestly, even a lot of people don't even really truly know about Glory unless you're really all in for fighting. And I wish it would, because kickboxing is—it's crazy. Like, it's freaking crazy.
Oh, I love it, because I'm a huge fan of kickboxing, and one of our friends here, where we live here in Daytona Beach, Florida, is kickboxing, and it's just, I like it. You don't have to worry about the wrestling factor, so you can kind of see more. A little bit more creative on your feet. You can do more spinning back fists. You can do jumping, you know, just a lot more crazy question mark kicks, because you don't have to worry about, oh, wow, if I go for this question mark kick, she's going to, you know.
I'm going to get taken down.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So I love the aggressiveness. I'm a huge, huge kickboxing fan. A couple kind of just budding questions almost in the whole MMA, circle is, one, a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you saw it, Taylor, it was Lauren Murphy versus Andrea Lee, and they were fighting, and for one, a lot of people thought it was a bad scoring issue. A part of that was Joe Rogan and Dominic Cruz were going crazy because some of the judges during the fight were like, weren't watching the fight. They were on their phone or looking away or whatever. As a fighter, and as you're all heart and you're all in, how much does that just freaking annoy you? How much does that bug you that, you know, these two girls are putting all into it? They're going through war for 15 minutes, and the judge's job is to judge and just pay attention. They're not in there getting hit. They're not going in there getting punched. They didn't have to train. They just have to pay attention for 15 minutes, and they're on their phone playing, you know, Bubble Blast or something. It's just, it drove me crazy.
That is so fucking insane, and just, like, to me is so disrespectful. Like, if I was in that ring and noticed that shit, I would have jumped out of that cage and just went crazy. But it's just, like, you guys, like, they get paid to be there. If they're freaking judging for the UFC, I'm sure they're getting paid a pretty penny to be there and judge. So it's like, come on, man. Like, take the 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes. I know you have to sit and do it all night long, but it's 15 minutes of your time to sit there and just watch, like, it's not that hard. Yeah, that kind of pissed me off a lot. But then also at the same time, you know, as a fighter, I've always been told, like, if you don't want it to go the wrong way, don't leave it in the hands of the judges.
Right.
So
right.
That's where that factors in. But at the same time, that they definitely should not have been sitting on their phones, and that, like, that pissed me off too.
For sure. And, you know, I've been to so many regional, you know, MMA and boxing shows of that nature, and during the regional shows, they kind of spin them out. They go fast. There's a fight, fight, fight. In the UFC, you know, they got commercials afterwards. They have breaks. They got TV stuff to go to. Like, they don't, you know, they let the fighters fight for 15 minutes, and then they go away for a little bit. So if the judge, you know, bathroom break or go on their phone, like, there's plenty of time under the UFC umbrella that they have to kind of get away from it for a couple minutes. So that the judges aren't watching for 15 straight minutes just blows my mind. It's, like, insane. One thing with that is a button topic that Invicta FC is doing, and that might be, you know, hey, a guideline for you in the future. We'll see. But they're open now to open scoring, and we've been talking about that forever on the podcast. We've been talking, like, literally just an MMA scoreboard on here on Fight Bananas. Are you a fan of that? Would you love to see where you're at after each round and just, oh, look up, hey, I'm in the red corner. I did win that round. I didn't. Would you like to be into open scorebook or a scoreboard?
You know, I would, but then at the same time, I get, like, I just, like, but I mean, I don't know. It's hard because, like, when you're in a fight like that, you know when you're winning and when you're not. Like, I really don't, unless the judges just absolutely rob you, I feel like in a fight that goes to decision or anything, you know kind of where you're at just by how you're feeling and how it's going. And I would like that, but then at the same time, I know that if I'm in the second round and it's, like, close and I see that, like, I'm just going to be, like, I'm going to have a panic attack, but then at the same time, it might fire me up to go in there and be like, all right, I'm down. I need to just put everything I have into it. So I don't know. I think it's a great idea. It's definitely something they should try, and I think it's a great idea. So I'm on both sides of the fence with that.
Okay.
Like, it's, that's just, I mean, I think that's actually pretty exciting. Like, yeah. I feel 50-50 on that one for sure.
Okay. And yeah, and it'll be new and it'll be different, and you know, hey, change is hard and new sometimes is hard. But I just think, you know, we're 2020. If you go to a soccer game or a football game or a baseball game, even gymnastics, you see a score. Like, you see, hey, America's up on the gymnastics all team, you know. So it's like an MMA that doesn't have a scoreboard. To me, it's like, it's one of those things when it happens, 10 years from now, we're going to be like, how did it not? Like, I threw out a tweet out there, Taylor. I was like, we used to be able to smoke cigarettes on airplane. And, like, those were just normal days back in the day. And now it's like, how did we do that, you know? So I can't wait. I think an MMA scoreboard will happen very soon. But, wow, we're almost there, around a week away. Taylor Jenkins, February 29th, kickboxing. I know how important this fight is to you, how not even just for your career, but just even you want to get your hands and feet on Miss Jennifer Waters very soon. So excited.
Oh, my gosh, you have no idea.
Is there anything in the UFC? I know Joanna's fighting Wei Li very soon. There's been a couple female fights. Is there something in the UFC that has sparked your interest lately?
Everything that was sparking my interest happened, like John Jones, that fight. I kind of think, like, I love John Jones, but I do think that was kind of like a shitty call. Like, I don't know. I just was like, I wasn't too happy about his performance for that fight. And I don't think, like, that was one of those things with the judges, and that was the same night that Andrea and them fought, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And I actually am excited for, I cannot ever freaking say her name, for Joanna and Jung Wei Lee, or however
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, I do like that. I was pumped for the Invicta fights that just happened, and Jin Yu won. I really like Jin Yu. One of my former teammates, Amber the Bully Brown, she's going to be fighting for Invicta, so I'm excited for that. UFC, I'm trying to think. Like Hot Sauce fought. I was pumped for that.
Let's talk about Scott.
All the people I used to train with in Albuquerque, they all fought on that same card too. So I actually really just haven't even, like, with all the stuff that's just gone on, I haven't even thought of what's coming up besides Joanna. And now I'm starting to just, like, kind of tilt towards the sides of Zheng Wei Li, because, like, Joanna's little attitude lately and, like, the way she is, I'm like, what happened? Like, the person I fell in love with when she was the champ and became the champ and stuff just isn't the same as she is now to me. And I'm like, I kind of want Zheng Wei Li to just give it to her.
Right, right. It seems like she has this chip on her shoulder for some reason. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe only...
I think it's the boob job. I think it's the boob job she got. I'm just kidding. No,
Hey, something's up by her shoulder. Yeah, talk about Scott. You said that we talked about it a little bit off air, like you said. It was a great win for him. Can you tell us that story, what he thought of his performance and, you know, what the gym said?
Yeah, I had heard that he was, like, saying he wasn't, like, super, like, he was, I mean, of course he was pumped because he won, but he was like, ah, I could have done more. I could have done more. I could have done this differently. But Scott went there and freaking dominated Jim Miller, and it was a phenomenal fight. It got fight of the night. Hot Sauce literally just served it to him, so we were all super, super proud of him.
Yeah, like...
But it's just funny to, you know, be on that side of the spectrum, like, ah, I could have done this or I could have done that. And there's fights I've won that I haven't been happy about. Just, and, like, I've won phenomenally. Like, my last fight, I won in 60 seconds, and I was still not happy about that performance.
Wow. Oh, okay. So we'll get into that then. But let me go back real quick to Scott being Jim Miller. Like, Jim Miller has been in the UFC for, you know, 8 to 10 years, a veteran, has fought the toppest guys, co-main events versus Nick Diaz and everything of that nature. It just, if you get a win, sometimes that experience versus a guy who's been there for that long is just incredible. Like, I don't think he knows how great of a win that really was for him, and now his career will take off. And sometimes you just need to get that, you know, one win against that vet, and now you can start just knocking people down and going through people. So I think that was a humongous win for him. I really do. And then back to your thing, you said about 60 seconds. I hear that all the time in the fighters inside the cage that go, we train for 6 weeks. We cut weight, it's miserable, and then you go in there. Even when you win, I thought you looked phenomenal. 60 seconds, you get a win. The girl kind of quit. Let's just kind of be honest with it. She did not want that smoke. You gave it to her. You showed up. You're in her face. She didn't want it anymore. And they were saying, like, and you weren't happy about it. Is that just a fighter's mentality, or is that every, you think, individually, or what's your take on that?
I don't know. Like, I think we're just... when you just train so hard and you're in there every day putting in work and you want to, like, and I can't say anything because I won phenomenally, but there were things that, like, I just, you know, I knew going in there against her, like her, I knew my striking was better than her. So when she hit me in my freaking nose and stunned me, I was like, ah, that shouldn't have happened. Like, I shouldn't have even got there. Or, like, when I went for a takedown and it didn't work, like, shouldn't have even gotten to that point. Like, I shouldn't have let it get to that point. And so just to me, I'm like, ah, I could have done so much better. Or I could have, you know, I don't know what it is, but I think we're very self-critical, I think. I've had fights that I've watched that I've been like, wow, I did perfect. Everything went right. But then there's fights like that I've won where I'm like, I definitely could have done something better or more spectacular if I had the opportunity. And, like, I don't know. I feel like we're a bunch of self-critical, you know.
Right, right.
Emotional fighters.
Guys, talking to Taylor Jenkins, we're going to give you the floor here in a second, you know, promote, sponsor, all that good stuff. Gym, sponsors, all that. But I'm telling you guys, you have to follow her on Instagram. She's such a great follow. It's Tay, T-A-Y-W Jenkins. And here's like her profile. So she has, like, her, you know, Taylor Killer B Jenkins. Okay, cool. Mommy, pro boxer, pro kickboxer, MMA fighter, glory. And then right underneath that, donut lover.
Yes, donut lover. That should have been first.
I know.
I'm just kidding. After mommy. And then the rest. Yeah, after mommy.
It's awesome. So, yeah, the floor is yours. You know, anything you want to talk about, promote, push away?
I just want to say thank you to all of my sponsors, Carolina CBD Empire, Honey Athletics, and Steel Nutrition. I want to say thank you to Fight Bananas. I'm trying to think of everybody off the top of my head, and this is where I always get, like, a loss. Jiu-Jitsu Flow Gear. Oh, I know I'm just missing people. Just Hard Apparel. I want to say thank you to my team, my tribe at JMO. Thank you to Truck and Carson. Thank you to Mark Trader. Thank you to everyone supporting me and putting in work with me. Thank you, Don Rogers, for the opportunity for Triangle Kickboxing Promotions. And that's about it.
That's about it.
I drew a blank.
Oh, it's all good. All good. We mentioned Invicta FC. Is that something that you would love to kind of be a part of, maybe in the spring or the summer?
Oh my God, okay. I have been dying to fight for Invicta. Like since I first started fighting, that's always been my goal, is to make it to Invicta. And I can just taste the opportunity right there. I just need to get like my foot in the door. Like I know that they would just absolutely love me, and I would absolutely love nothing more than to go fight for them. And that's always been my goal, even if it's like a freaking one fight deal. Like my goal has always been to just step in the Invicta cage, because it's all females. It's like the pioneers of freaking women's MMA have all been in there, and it's like, that's just one of my goals. Yeah, like one of my huge goals is to go fight for Invicta.
Okay, after this, I'm gonna call Shannon up, president of Invicta FC, and I gotta, we gotta make this happen. This is
oh my God, yeah,
you're too big for this. Now, Taylor Jenkins, thank you so much. Continue success. We cannot wait. Huge fans of yours, you know that. And February 29th, kickboxing. Take care of business, all right? Definitely,
yeah,
take care of some business.
You know, bestie, we got this. And I thank you for having me on here. I love talking to you.
Always.
It's the best. So thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. We'll talk to you very soon. We'll talk to you after your win, all right?
All right, David. Have a good day. Thank you, guys. Five bananas. Woo! Can't wait.
Later. Bye. There she was, guys. Killer B, Taylor Jenkins, back on the Fight Banaz podcast. Man, we love Taylor so much. Great fighter, great person, all heart. And you can just hear it through just the interview, just our conversation. She just talks about it, how she talks about her gym and her fighting style and what her goals are. You just kind of, she bounces off the podcast. She just has that it factor. But guys, we're going to close up the show. Make sure you keep on downloading, subscribing, sharing, liking, rating. I love it. And I tell people this all the time. This is my best way to keep the podcast going. And it is just, it's a ball going downhill. You know, the Indiana Jones scene, like Temple of Doom, that big, huge ball going after Harrison Ford. That's what the podcast is. True story. But copy the link if you're listening to it on Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio or even on YouTube. Like, there's this way you can share the link. What you do, I do this with my friends, and they're like, oh, thanks. I didn't even, forget, or life's busy. So sometimes it's hard to go on some of these social media platforms. But if you share a link through a text, people will be like, oh, okay, dope. Let me look at this. So, guys, share the link. Go to iHeartRadio. Look up, you can go to the Glover to Share podcast. Or you can go, how about some of her podcasts with her teammate, Ipa Kasanganai? How about the ones that just happened with Brianna Kellen? Like, there's so much great content out there. So you just copy the link on the podcast and send it to your friends. Send it to, your girlfriend. Send it to your guy friend. Send it to guys who train at the gym with you. Send it to your enemies. That's what I like to do sometimes. Be like, aha, look what I just did. Send it to everyone. And we're going to close it down. We're going to thank one of our sponsors that's been with us since the get-go, Enstu Nutrition, EnstuNutrition.com. It's been awesome. They're partnered up with Taylor Jenkins. We love Enstu Nutrition. Guys, go to their website. It's EnstuNutrition.com. You can check out the team, the people that they hang out and they sponsor with, but check out their products. You can buy the products right on the website. I'm telling you, they have stuff for joint pain. They have electrolytes. So if you think, you need it, a little boost, get it. They have fat burners. They have it all. They got protein shakes. They got pre-workouts. That's stuff that I use on the weekends. And I use the Joint Jiu-Jitsu every single day. So check out our friends, guys, at EnstuNutrition.com. Check out our great friend Taylor Jenkins on Instagram. Every social media platform, you can just find her. But on Instagram, guys, T-A-Y-W Jenkins. T-A-Y-W Jenkins. Thank you so much, Taylor, for coming back on the Fight Banaz podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, we appreciate you. Guys, continue success out there. Continue blessings to everyone. We're going to talk to you guys really, really soon.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.